Bad things do happen. How I respond to them defines my character and my life quality. I can choose to sit in perpetual sadness, immobilized by the gravity of my loss. Or I can choose to rise from the pain and treasure the most precious gift I have, life itself. So this is life, in words of Walter Anderson.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, you seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it, just let it slip?
Hello and welcome to Calm Sage Podcast, dedicated towards mental well-being and knowing yourself better. I am your host Preeti Seth and thank you for tuning in today. This is our 23rd episode and today we will talk about what happens when things aren't going our way in life. When this happens, we often start doubting ourselves and repeat questions like, why did this happen to me? Why am I so unlucky? Why me? While doing so, we intend to find the meaning behind what's happening or how to rise back. But such repeated words do the exact opposite. They sulk us into self-pity and pull us deeper into the pit of misery. Indeed, some of our life experiences are painful and adverse, due to which we wonder why all this doesn't happen with anybody. Unfortunately, life isn't black or white. It is not fair. Awful things happen. Tragedies affect most of our lives at some point. It's okay to cry and feel sorry for yourself, for the circumstances, or get angry. But at some point, you need to let go of the past and choose to overcome it. Otherwise, you won't be able to learn from the experience and move forward constructively. This might sound a bit off the beat, but no, it isn't. Realizing things serve as a bitter slap in the face, but trust me, it helps embrace life with a more open-minded, all-accepting attitude. Now here I'm trying to enforce something or talk about depression. No, I'm talking about self-pity, a self-indulgent dwelling on your sorrows. Something happened with me that I can relate with it, so here I am with it. On May 20, 2020, I slipped severely in my house and was unable to stand. I came out of this silly slip with a broken knee ligament, ACL, and a torn meniscus. Yes, it was terrible. I spent almost 3 to 4 months in bed, followed by various physiotherapy sessions, to prepare myself for knee surgery. During this time, I felt sorry for myself. As I scrolled through my Instagram posts and other social feeds, I saw my friends doing various activities that I couldn't do. I wanted to do them all, but unable to walk, I was frustrated and was angry. In a word, I was miserable and was falling deeper into a negative void. And then, as I journaled through the days, I gradually realized I was single-handedly self-inducing this self-pity. This was when I consciously started shifting my attention to the things I can do rather than thinking of the things I cannot. And this little change of the mindset made me win back control to the situations. Before they could take control of me, I took control of things. This shift made all the difference in my world. Trust me, if you are in the same situation or see anybody in this, try helping them with this small trick. I'm sure some of you might relate with it, but if you are ignorant just like me, or you don't care about people anymore, as I only cared about myself and my broken ACL, I fed all my misery. Don't do that. That's wrong. That'll just take away everything you have. Now, when I look back on my time, I see how fortunate I was to understand that self-pity made me less gracious and compassionate about my family and friends. I also understood self-pity is a choice. When we fall into depression of self-pity, we allow it to take control of our lives. So don't let that happen to you. We become entirely self-absorbed. If we blame adverse circumstances in life, we are giving up responsibility and authority. So don't whine and feel sorry for yourself or for anybody for that matter. We can choose to spread our misery or we can choose to rise above our circumstances. Self-pity is a form of selfishness. It makes us feel less aware of others, and all that we can think of is about ourselves and self-absorbed state. So whenever you find yourself complaining about things, not being fair in your life, or thinking that other people have much better things, other people have a better life, other people are far better than you, they look good, you don't look good, they have everything that you ever hoped for, think. You are not unlucky. You're just playing the victim role. You have a very generous life. Be thankful of it. Self-pity is that seed in our mind that can escalate quickly and transform itself into a self-fulfilling forecast. This kind of thinking dismisses you from the duty of accepting your problems and acting towards fixing them. So start walking the life of living a pitiful life. You don't want that, I know. Self-pity separates you from reality. It coerces you into playing the victim role. Instead of empowering you to become the hero of your own life, self-pity destroys you. It is destructive. So, to avoid the self-pity and to be the hero that you always want to be, you need to look for the silver lining. The key to stop doing self-pity. Pay attention to the things you can do rather than paying attention to things you cannot. You possess a lot more than you see. Just change your perspective. You can only escape the abysses of self-pity through perspective. The power to change your circumstances lies in your perspective. With this, we come to the end of our today's podcast, and to sum up, would just like to say, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. So stay strong, stay motivated until next time. See you next Friday with another topic that will help know yourself better. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.